This is the VOA Special English Education Report. The Obama administration wants to double the number of Indonesians studying in the United States. More than 50 American universities recently attended an education fair in Jakarta. The marketing event was part of a visit by a top American trade official. The United States is reaching out to fast-growing economies like Indonesia and Vietnam as new markets for American goods and services. International students put an estimated $19 billion into the American economy last year. Last June, the Obama administration set a 5-year goal to increase university partnerships and student exchanges with Indonesia. The subjects include agriculture, business, and information technology. Micro-scholarships will support intensive language training programs for Indonesians and for more Americans to study in Indonesia. Ambassador Scott Marciel says student exchanges create a personal basis for better relations. But, he says, the United States has to work harder to get more Indonesians to study in America.
We have to do a much better job of A, marketing our universities, which are the best in the world, and B, changing this terrible misperception that you can't get a student visa. So I'm literally almost out on the streets grabbing people as they walk by saying, hey, we'll give you a visa if you go study in America.
Ambassador Marciel says more than 90% of Indonesians who request a visa to study in the United States are approved. Still, the number coming to the United States has been falling since the Asian financial crisis in 1998. Last year, there were fewer than 7,000. That was a loss of about 8% from 2009. More Indonesians have been choosing to study in Australia, Singapore, and Malaysia. But the United States still has many of the world's top universities and research centers. English remains a favorite subject among students from Indonesia. However, many are also choosing business and science. Education Minister Mohammad Noor says increased cultural diplomacy will help develop Indonesia and its friendships. There is a lot of history behind Indonesia's relationship with America, he says. That is why it needs to be strengthened. But the world's largest Muslim-majority nation also wants to strengthen ties with other countries and with Europe. Some Indonesian students at the education fair said they are less concerned about where they study than about having enough money to pay for it. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report on the web at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.